In accordance with state law regarding public meetings held via electronic equipment, this meeting will be recorded and the recording will be posted on the authority's website. We need to start with a roll call of CSLF board members. My name is Peter Lisi. I'm present. Marty Budd. Marty? No. Andrew Foster.
Present.
Thank you. Michael Azadi.
Present.
Thank you. Carrie Kelly.
Present.
Thank you, Carrie. Stella Lopez. Stella, I see you. You're
Here.
muted. I'm going to say
Here.
you're here. Kimberly Moores.
Here.
Thank you. Julie Savino.
Present.
Thank you. And Laura Baker? No. Jeanette Weldon.
I'm here.
Thank you. So individuals are asked to state their name and title before speaking during the meeting. Votes will be taken by roll call unless the vote is unanimous. And in the event the meeting is interrupted due to technical difficulties, members and staff will receive a text or an email advising whether, number one, the meeting is adjourned or canceled, or the time the meeting will resume. So with that, the meeting is called to order. First item of business are the minutes from our January 21st meeting, and I'm hoping folks spend a few minutes with them. Is there a motion to adopt the minutes as presented from our January 21st meeting? I'm happy to move it. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
Kelly.
Thank you, Carrie. So it's been moved and seconded to adopt the minutes from January 21st. Are there any edits that need to be made? Changes? Yes.
Peter, this is Andrew. I was present at the meeting, and I think I'm missing from the roster.
Ah.
And then the second thing was, I guess it mentioned that under the prior minutes that I've moved to approve the minutes of the November 19th meeting, and I was absent from that meeting, and so I might have sustained myself, but not approve that.
Okay, we'll go back and revisit the recording. Okay, with those two edits, anything else? Any discussion? All right, the motion's been made and seconded to adopt the minutes with the edits cited by Andrew. Anything else? Any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions?
I'd like to abstain. I wasn't at the meeting.
Thank you,
Tim
Kimberly.
Warren. Yep.
One abstention. All right, motion carries. Jeanette, Executive Director's report. You're
Yeah,
muted, Jeanette.
so the only I don't have anything to report other than to mention that we continue to redeem bonds as excess revenues are available, and that'll be detailed in one of the upcoming reports.
Okay. Thank you, Jeanette. Any questions for Jeanette? All right. Financial report, Kevin.
Yes, thank you, Peter. Kevin Barry, Senior Accountant with CSLF. We can begin on page 8, which is the balance sheet. Beginning with unrestricted assets, there's a balance of 97,000 in fiscal year 25, versus 181,000 in fiscal year 24. This number tends to stay the same.
It's sounding. Yeah, you're. Kevin, your microphone is not working properly. So we can't understand what you're saying, actually.
If you can give me.
Yeah, you're breaking up a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if Joanne or maybe can cover
or Kevin
your
can come
items.
To my office or.
Or do you want to go into Denise's office?
Yeah, it appears that the connection is bad because the video is spotty as well. It's delayed.
So why don't you go into Denise's office?
Yeah, let me print this out. I'll tell you that. Give me one moment. Terms of audio.
Yep, it's all set.
Okay.
Much better.
I'm back. Good afternoon. Kevin Berry, senior accountant with CSLF. Starting on page 8, which is the balance sheet, begin by talking about unrestricted assets. There's a balance of $97,000 for fiscal year 25 versus $181,000 in the prior fiscal year. This tends to stay the same unless there's an additional transfer to Chesla. On November 23, there was a $200,000 transfer from the trust to operating to cover future expenses, making up the difference at that point in time. Next, loans receivable decreased by $22.3 million as students continue to make principal payments on their loans. Bond liabilities decreased by $26,200,000 as bonds are redeemed from available trust cash as students make payments. Total net position is $21.5 million, an increase of $1.3 million, and this matches the year-over-year trend. Next, can you please go to page 10, which is the P&L? Revenue, loan interest income has decreased by $1.2 million, and this is attributed to the principal receivable naturally declining as students pay down their balances. CSLF is still receiving SAP payments, which is the government subsidy, and it's about $250,000 per quarter, but as the principal balance declines, these payments are declining quarter over quarter. Late fee and investment income has increased by $37,000 year over year. Moving down to expenses, the interest on the bond expense has decreased by $1.1 million due to rates on bond liability decreasing slightly, and as well as the liability balance declining as CSLF prepays its bonds. Change in net position before Chesla transfers for fiscal year 25 is a gain of $652,000, and it's a gain of $83,000 compared to last fiscal year. Any questions?
Questions for Kevin?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Okay. Next item, the bond redemption. Bob Johnson, I think.
Yes, this is Robbie Johnson, senior accounting analyst at Gold Solutions. You guys hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. So looking at the quarter ended December 31st, 2024, a total of $3 million in bonds were redeemed as compared with last quarter's total of $11.3 million, the breakdown being $2.4 million of the 2006 Class A tranche, 2006 A1 tranche, and $600,000 to the 2006 A-2 tranche. Total bond outstanding balance at the end of the quarter was about $41.2 million, representing a 6.8% decline quarter over quarter. And then if you move to page 15, in looking at the portfolio characteristics of the FFELP portfolio, the weighted average coupon increased slightly by 3 basis points from 7.16% to 7.19, while the weighted average remaining term also increased from 217 months to 220 months. In terms of payment statuses, deferments and forbearances went up 1% from 12 to 13, with the corresponding decrease in repayment statuses. Meanwhile, 99% of the private loan portfolio continues to be in repayment. And that was all I had for the quarter.
Any questions for Robbie? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Justin?
Yes. For the record, Justin Schwartz, financial reporting manager at Goal Solutions. Every year we conduct a servicer review. The servicer review is an exercise that is informational with no related action items. It involves a review of uninsured accounts, rejected claims, the collection of SOC reports and audited financial statements. The findings of the review are summarized here in the report. So my comments will be focused just to those areas where there were any exceptions found. So starting with the review of FIA, which starts on page 20, no material exceptions were noted. The table that compares the performance of FIA relative to the contractual standards is on page 22. And FIA, with the exception of 1 month, met all standards in all months. I think the call answer rate exceeded the standard of 60 seconds by just 1 month, where the answer rate was 93 seconds. There were no uninsured loans due to lender or servicing errors. There was one rejected claim, which was due to a lack of financial history from the prior servicer, and that rejected claim resulted in three accounts being written off for one borrower. Moving to the launch review on page 27. So again, the review for launch covered calendar year 2024. Of the eight servicing metrics there on item number three, six of those were met in all months, but two of the metrics, those being call answer rate and call abandonment rate, had several misses across the review period. And there are details for those two metrics on page 29. So you can see month by month how launch performed on these two particular metrics. The reasons given for the misses on those two metrics were a couple of higher than forecasted call rates, specifically due to portfolio conversions that occurred during May and August. And then they also mentioned that during towards the end of the year, end of November into December, they had a lot of unscheduled absences. So those were the reasons given for the misses on the call answer rate and call abandonment rate. And that really concludes my comments. If there are any questions, I'm happy to take those.
Any questions for Justin?
I'm just curious, the FFELP rejection rate, rejection FFELP loan claims. Could you just clarify what that means?
Sorry, the rejected claim?
Right, number 10.
For FIA, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, number 10.
It's like one borrower, three accounts had rejected claims.
Yeah, so when the loans default, the loans are all insured by private insurance, ultimately backed by the federal government. And so when the loan defaults, there's a claim, and the insurance would then pay the trust for the balance of the loan. However, if there are issues with a particular claim, the claim can be rejected. In this particular case, it revolved around the establishment of a particular date called the first due date, which is a date that has to be established within a certain time frame when certain events happen for a particular loan. So these events can be when a loan rehabs, when it's repurchased, when it comes out of deferment or forbearance, a particular date has to be established. FIA was not able to establish that date because they did not have the necessary information from the prior servicer, which was Ed Financial. So they did reach out to Ed Financial, could not get that information, and that caused them not to be able to establish this date, which triggered those particular loans being ineligible for the insurance by the guarantor.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Justin? Anything? Okay. Thank you, Justin. All right. Jeanette, would you like to walk us through the resolution for the scholarship program?
Yes, you may recall it was previously agreed, the board previously agreed that the transfer from CSLF for the Chesla Scholarship Program would increase from $500,000 to $600,000, and this was after a cash flow update that Tim Webb at Hilltop provided, and there was a comfort level with the ability of that $100,000 increase coming out of the Connecticut Student Loan Foundation. So this resolution is just specifying that those dollars will be transferred by June 1st of 25 to Chesla. And then that will mean they'll be available for scholarship disbursements.
Okay, this requires board action.
Peter, this is Denise.
Yes,
could
Denise.
I offer a small amendment to the resolution? The way it's written, it wouldn't include the DACA and graduate scholarship, because it's references the Chesla administered scholarship program. So that's really not the DACA and graduate scholarship program. So what I would suggest is just changing that phrase to read Chesla's scholarship programs.
Denise, this is Josh.
Yeah.
I think we're intending to just leave the CSLF dollars just for the undergrad and certificate.
Okay.
Then the DACA and graduate scholarship will be funded off of Chesla's balance sheet.
Okay, sorry. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yep. No
so
problem.
It's fine as is. Thank you.
Yep.
So, Denise, no changes to me. You're not suggesting any changes, is that correct?
Right, it's okay. Yep, I was under the impression that 100,000 from here was going to be used for the graduate and the DACA program.
I see. Yeah.
It's fine as is. Thank
yeah.
you.
Understood. Okay. Thank you, Josh. Clarification. So there's a resolution in your board materials explained by Jeanette for the $600,000. Contribution to the Chesla Scholarship Program. Would someone like to move adoption of that resolution?
It's Julie Savino. I'll move it.
Thank you, Julie. Is there a second?
This is Andrew. Second.
Thank you, Andrew. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adopt the resolution as presented in the board packet for the contribution, the $600,000 contribution to Chesla Scholarship Programs. Is there any comment? Are there any comments or questions? Excuse me. Any discussion? Anything? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the resolution as presented, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all for your time. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? Any new business? Any other business? Anything for the good of the cause? Hearing none, I appreciate everyone's time this morning and early afternoon. Is there a motion for adjournment?
This is Julie again, so moved.
Thank you, Julie. Anyone would second that?
I'll second.
All right, we've got a couple of seconds. I think people are anxious to move on. Thank you, Marcella. All those in favor of adjournment, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.